How can we tell what we are seeing in the changes in the world right now? What indicators can possibly help us to understand if things are improving or deteriorating? A case in point is the following. The United Nations, the World Health Organization, and the World Bank and UNICEF all report this week that over the last 25 years, deaths among children under the age of 5 have dropped dramatically from nearly 13 million in 1990 to less than 6 million in 2015. That's the first time that the mortality rate has dropped so low. Joining me now is Priscilla Idel, chief of UNICEF's data analysis unit. Priscilla, when you look at this number, where in the world do you think it represents the greatest amount of change that you could actually see?
Globally, change has occurred everywhere, but more so in sub-Saharan Africa, where we need it most. And child mortality has been falling in the poorest countries, in fragile countries, in countries facing different humanitarian crises, in households that are poor, with children that are living in the poorest parts of the world. So we see change everywhere, but with more accelerated progress in sub-Saharan Africa.
We were advised earlier this week by someone from Doctors Without Borders in Europe handling the migrant crisis that we need to look at these people as faces, not numbers. On the positive side, who are the faces that are meaningful to you who have survived because of the Millennium Development Goals and who you can pull out of this statistic here, someone who would not have lived but for the actions of UNICEF and the World Health Organization? Does someone come to mind?
A number of people come to mind, but I will probably relate to you my experience working on HIV/AIDS and in the area of preventing mother-to-child transmission. I've worked a lot in sub-Saharan Africa, countries that are heavily impacted. And I made a visit once to Swaziland, not particularly mentioning a name, but meeting the young mothers that I met in the healthcare facility in a delivery ward brought tears to my eyes. These were young girls between the ages of 15 to 24, all of them are waiting for delivery of their babies who have been through mother-to-child transmission a program in order to minimize transmission to their children. But they were so young. I have daughters of, you know, that age. I have three daughters who are about the same age at that time. And I just reflected back to imagine if these were my children, what would it look like? What is their future? But fortunately, because of the scale-up of these interventions to prevent mother-to-child transmission, most of those girls were able to deliver babies safely that were not infected. And there are a lot of those living examples. But I've also taken care of a lot of children that have been left because their parents died of HIV/AIDS, and I continue to do so.
And those memories bring tears to your eyes even now?
Yes, I do. Yeah.
Well, it's not just data you're analyzing, that's for sure.
No. I have lived the experience of many. I have seen many are suffering. I've analyzed data to identify where these, you know, children are or their mothers or families are in need. I'm also proud to report that in 2010, I won a global award on research dedicated to children affected by HIV/AIDS. So it has been a passion for me. It's something that I've taken personally.
Well, we can certainly take solace from the numbers dropping from 13 million under the age of 5 dying in 1990 to less than 6 million in 2015. Priscilla Idel, chief of UNICEF's data analysis unit, thank you so much.
Thank you again.
This is Ira Flatto, host of Science Friday. For over 30 years, the Science Friday team has been reporting high-quality science and technology news, making science fun for curious people by covering everything from the outer reaches of space to the rapidly changing world of AI to the tiniest microbes in our bodies. Audiences trust our show because they know we're driven by a mission to inform and serve listeners first and foremost with important news they won't get anywhere else. And our sponsors benefit from that halo effect. For more information on becoming a sponsor, Visit sponsorship.wnyc.org.